Today, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the states must provide lawyers for defendants who cannot afford counsel on their own, even if they're facing minor criminal charges that would involve only a suspended jail term. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In the famous 1963 case of Gideon versus Wainwright, the Supreme Court ruled that the accused in a felony case is entitled to a lawyer, and that if the defendant cannot afford a lawyer, the state must provide one. In 1972, the court extended that ruling to cover any misdemeanor charge that could subject the defendant to actual jail time. Both decisions were grounded in the Constitution's guaranteed right to counsel as part of a fair trial. Although most states now provide lawyers whenever there's even the threat of jail time, a substantial minority, 10 states, do not. One of those is Alabama, which spawned today's ruling. The case started when Lareed Shelton had a minor traffic accident and got into a fistfight. He was charged with third-degree assault, a Class A misdemeanor punishable by a fine of $2,000 and up to a year in prison. When the case came to trial, Shelton, who couldn't afford a lawyer, represented himself. He was convicted, sentenced to pay more than $1,000 in fines and court costs, and sentenced to 30 days in prison. The judge, however, suspended the jail sentence and put Shelton on 2 years of probation, conditioned on Shelton's paying what he owed. Shelton appealed, and the case eventually went to the U.S. Supreme Court. Today, the justices, by a 5-4 vote, ruled that even a suspended jail sentence cannot be imposed on a defendant without providing him the assistance of counsel to guide his defense. Writing for the majority, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg noted that a suspended sentence can be and often is revoked if a defendant violates the terms of his probation, and that in that case, the defendant is sent to prison based on the crime for which he was originally convicted. Indeed, in Alabama, she noted, when a defendant is charged with violating probation, the hearing is an informal one, offering no right to counsel, no rules of evidence, and no opportunity to attack the original conviction. We think it plain, she said, that such a hearing cannot compensate for the absence of trial counsel. Dissenting were Justices Scalia, Thomas Kennedy, and Chief Justice Rehnquist. Writing for them, Justice Scalia said the court majority was imposing a needless financial burden on the states. But Stanford law professor Pam Carlin said the burden would likely be slight since most states already meet the standards set out by the high court today.
In a way, it's very reminiscent of the Supreme Court's decision in 1963 in Gideon against Wainwright, when the court announced that states had to give lawyers to all persons who were charged with felonies. Most states were already doing it, and there were a couple of outliers. And I think it's no accident many of the outliers this time around are the same states that weren't providing counsel in the 1960s.
Harvard Law professor Charles Freed disagreed. Freed, who'd been asked by the justices to present the argument they rejected today, said the states who don't provide lawyers now handle 1.5 million misdemeanor cases like Shelton's and will now have to provide lawyers in those cases.
I'm afraid that the court has imposed a rather impractical and unnecessarily formal solution.
Alabama Attorney General William Pryor said he will ask his state legislature to try a different solution, to pass a law allowing judges to impose probation without there being a suspended jail sentence.
If you violated the terms of your probation, we could have you held in contempt and you would go through a contempt proceeding where you would have a right to appointed counsel in that proceeding.
And you could go to jail eventually.
And eventually you could go to jail.
Pryor had asked the Supreme Court to approve such a system, but today the court specifically refused to do that, leaving that issue for a later day. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.